This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at ISTE 2023 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks for listening. This episode of EduTech Guys is brought to you by BenQ. In addition to providing interactive whiteboards, BenQ also provides engaging educational tools, such as their EasyWrite whiteboard software, their InstaShare wireless screen sharing, and Uni, the intuitive user interface, plus much, much more. See how teachers use BenQ solutions in their classrooms by visiting BenQ.com.
Hey, welcome back to ISTE 2023 live with the EduTech guys. We're going to let them introduce themselves, tell us who they are and what they do and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Okay, good morning or good afternoon. My name is Carly. I am the marketing manager for our BenQ business and education line. We are here at ISTE talking about all the great technology and tools that we have for the education vertical.
Awesome.
My name is Chuck. I work for BenQ as the manager for our field application engineers as well as our trainers.
Awesome. Okay, so ISTE, you know, this is the conference right before, right after school's ended and right before school starts. So tell us what's big for you guys this year.
Oh, big for us this year. We have some really cool technology in our booth and that we're offering for the education vertical. We have boards that are different than everything else that's out on the floor right now. In the fact that our boards allow you to use the technology where your teachers are at. The biggest hurdle that most schools run into is teachers not wanting to transition to new technology. Mm-hmm. So we've created a board that allows them to use what is most comfortable for them, whether it's a MacBook, a Chromebook, their normal, like their PC, all of that can be used with the board, or you don't even have to have a computer. You can do everything in the cloud and then attach your user identity with your cloud access to the board and just use the files directly out of that.
You know, that's the biggest thing. I've been in this, doing this 30 years, and that's the biggest thing with my teachers is what am I going to have to learn new? Yeah. I get that. Change is hard, especially when you've had a good product. You're turning out wonderful students, and now it's, I've got to change all that. So the cool thing that happens, though, when you're, what you're talking about, though, is the moment they're comfortable, the kids are comfortable.
Right.
Change. And I'm guessing then that, you know, they put it in the cloud, then the kids have instant access to everything that's been going on in front of them, not just real time, but for future use also.
Exactly. And the other really cool feature with our boards is it allows the teachers, as they're presenting a lesson, to record everything that's being done on the board and their vocalization and any questions that come up in the classroom. So like if you have a student that's absent or is traveling and doing remote work, they can have access to it whenever and wherever they're at. And then also as a parent, I don't know about you guys, but new math is not my thing. And it's really hard to support the teachers on how to teach that at home when you don't understand it. So if I have, as a parent, a lesson capability to be able to watch what the teacher's doing in class, I can in turn support it. Mm-hmm. So it's a really great feature that teachers are just loving a lot.
Well, and the other thing that I like about that is, in addition to those situations, you also can set up basically a repository of the lesson. So if a student wants review, they can go back to it, you know, whether that's the next day or, you know, 3 weeks from now when, you know, now I've got an assessment coming up and do I remember what we did 3 weeks ago? Well, not exactly. You know, I was that kind of student.
Yeah.
And to be able to go back and review that as a student is
that's one of the great things about the environment that we provide is the teachers are able to keep and maintain all of that content. So you know, if I'm an elementary school teacher, I've got self-contained classrooms. My kids don't rotate like they do in high school, middle school. And I can keep everything going that I have there using my whiteboard software, keeping everything going from day to day to day, from content to content. I go from ELA to social studies to mathematics. It's all there for me. As a high school teacher, as my students rotate, I can keep track of those separate periods as they go. And I pick up tomorrow, I don't have to ask the kids, did we do this part yesterday? I taught it five times. I just go right back to the period that I used yesterday, open it up, I can pick up where I left off.
Yeah.
And that's great. And the ability to bring content into their lesson plan within our whiteboarding system or EasyWrite software, they can bring in YouTube content, no ads, no annoying what's next, you know, all
that. That's nice.
I can put, you know, links into my lesson. If I need to go off to NASA or I need to go off to the state government or anywhere else, I just tap a button and off I go. So that's where the professional development comes in, which is what my team does. And so we sit out there with the teachers and we tell them, you can do what you've always done, with what you have now. Mm-hmm. And we assure them that there's nothing that they have to do different. Mm-hmm. But we say, let me show you what you can do if you want to.
Yeah.
Right? And then we show them some simple things that they can do, how they can bring their content in and just base it all there. They use that as the launching pad for everything else. Because right now I've got 5 tabs on my browser. I have another folder with documents. I have links off to YouTube videos and everything else. And if I can take all of that content, put it into my whiteboard to begin with, and then all my notes, all my annotations, everything that I write down, questions, answers, all that stays with it. Pick it up tomorrow right where I was and go.
Yeah.
And so that's an environment, an experience that we offer that they really latch on to, you know, and it's simple for them to start, and we tell them, you know, start out with just something simple, right? And you can add these other components to it. And a lot of our professional development, it will come back several times over the year and pick up where they left off and show them what's next and show them what's next.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. So I have to ask this question. The pandemic, you know, changed everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that helped drive, you know, this need, because that was, okay, we need this. We're mm-hmm. asynchronous, we're home, we're hybrid, there's so many different forms of it. But what I really enjoy is, I started saying this several years ago to a lot of companies that we would interview, is, you know, the biggest deal is really not the product, it's the care,
yeah. mm-hmm.
it's the PD, it's the understanding what this tool is going to be. We're going to make you the perfect tool. That's what we're here to do, but mm-hmm. the understanding of what you need that tool for. And I can tell that that's exactly probably what drove this whole project.
Mm-hmm.
It made it move a lot faster. Am I correct in that assumption?
To some extent, maybe yes. Mm-hmm. But honestly, these boards are all about collaboration with the students in the classroom to be part of the lesson. Mm-hmm. They learn it so much faster than they do reading it in a book or watching a video.
And so back to the pandemic type of an issue, right? I mean, it's all targeted for, you know, in the classroom, but we also have options for students to join
remotely.
The session remotely.
Oh.
So they could be, you know, I've got a high school kid, and he or she is off at a college interviewing, that sort of thing, but they want to take time to be in my physics class today.
Sure.
Right? I can give them a code to sign in so they can participate.
Yeah.
We also have an option with this software to live stream it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to live stream my lesson, right, and I might have kids that are off on an athletic event, they're
sure.
out at a game, but they're going to take the time to come in, get on their laptop, I give them the stream key, off they go.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can reach students whether they're in the classroom, whether they're at home, whether they're off at a college interview, wherever they might be, as long as they have internet access,
yeah.
they could participate and be part of that lesson. And they also have the options to actually answer questions on my report.
Yeah.
So I could, you know, put in an equation and say, okay, Jill out in California answered this for us.
Yeah.
Right? And she's got the option to do that.
That's
so that whole issue of collaboration that Carly mentioned, you know, whether you're in the classroom, whether you're down the hall, whether you're at home sick, or whether you're somewhere else,
yeah.
if you've got access to the internet, you can be part of that lesson.
So extending that further
yes.
in terms of this conversation, in addition to being able to answer a question that a teacher has put on the board, are the students also able to project their own equipment? So if they are working on something themselves and it's going to be shared with the class, is that also an option?
Yes.
Yes. So if the teacher is doing something in our EasyWrite software, like the whiteboarding software, they can make it where it is a collaborative thing, where they put up a QR code or they give you a code to add it from a website if they're doing it from their laptops.
Mm-hmm.
And they can give them the ability to annotate directly on the board and answer questions on the board. But we also have another piece of software that, again, is completely no subscription fees with our product, that allows you to share the screen. It's called InstaShare.
Mm-hmm.
It's shared up to 9 devices at one time can share the screen. So if you're doing a presentation of a group and they're supposed to be doing one part of, let's just say, like a drawing something or whatever, you can put all of those up there at the same time. And they can all see it at the same time, so you can tell the story, or you can compare and contrast on what their
yes.
understanding was of the content in very different ways, and they can all see it at the
wow.
same time.
That's very cool.
And a lot of this, you know, so what Carly's talking about here, we've got a lot of tools that we can bring into play
yeah.
to get the teachers a lot
mm-hmm.
of opportunity to deal with whatever
mm-hmm.
situation comes up, and then that's where the PD comes in, right? Is to making sure they are able to do this and understand it. What I hate is you give somebody a tool with no instruction,
mm-hmm.
right? And I can't tell you how many times I've been to the schools and seen, you know, the $3,000 paperweight
yeah.
sitting on the wall
yeah.
because nobody's really told them how to use
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we do. We're very good at providing that professional development and training to either the techs or the teachers, because the techs have different roles mm-hmm. with our BenQ boards. and giving them the skills to use the tools.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really driving a lot of what we do right now. One of the big things in our booth that we're talking to people about is professional development.
Yeah.
And the things that Carly's talking about, they're great tools. They just have to be shown,
right.
You know, how to use them.
Right. And with the turnover that you have in schools with teachers right now,
yeah.
It's really hard for your IT team to be able to train them all up to the same level as the people who were there when the boards originally were delivered.
Yeah.
That is what we have, an online BenQ Academy that allows them to learn, the teachers to learn at their own pace.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, maybe it's something they give them CE credits for. If you do all of these things, you take the test at the end, you get a CE credit.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're learning how to use the devices the school's provided for you in the way that you can most easily do it in the time frame that you need to do it in. And it's great. And I will say, we have some teachers that are presenting in our booth. They're just ambassadors. We're not paying them to be here or anything like that. And their biggest their sessions is, this is a company where if I need to talk to somebody, I can get them on the phone. And if I tell them there's something missing from the device that we need to be able to do our jobs better, bring team at headquarters, and within 6 months most of the time, it's on the board.
Yeah.
They're always looking at that sort of stuff because we want to make it as intuitive and useful for the teachers and the IT directors that are in the schools.
Right. Yeah. Well, the education mindset that's here, it's very obvious that you're going to make sure they know exactly what they need to know to get the job done. No more, no less.
Right.
Let's get you to the point where you're comfortable using this because the rest will come in time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can just tell by meeting Chuck now. I know that's the way he thinks. I can just tell that's where mm-hmm. he's going with that. So the cool part is that being device agnostic, that means it works Chromebooks, iPads, the whole bit for the kids. Even if the teacher's on a Windows machine, who cares? The kids are on Chromebooks. It's going to run beautiful.
It all works together. Yeah.
Oh,
that's one of the nice things about it. We can utilize the resources that the districts already have.
Yeah.
They don't have to buy something special. They don't have to buy something new. They don't have to buy an OPS to go on our BenQ board to make it work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's part of that experience that we provide to people. And then one of the things that we haven't really talked about is that backside management for the techs, right? So to get our boards, to manage the boards, we have the ability, I can just scan a QR code on the board, it loads it into my device manager. I can bring my teachers in through Active Directory or through Google Workspace, right? We have ClassLink single sign-on.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, a lot of those types of things.
That's a big deal.
It is.
Yeah.
Huge,
it is.
Right?
Yeah.
And a lot of schools are, and ClassLink's presenting at our booth later today.
Yes.
So I guess that gives them the ability to make sure they're updating the boards as a whole, too.
Yeah, and
for the tech end,
they can manage the firmware, and there are a lot of things they don't have to go to a board and
to
put hands
it.
On it to do things.
Yes.
Right? We can clone a lot of settings, right? So I don't have to go out there and go to each board and type a whole bunch of stuff in. I just load my settings in. Same with certificates, right, for web browsers and those types of things.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That's glorious.
And I can also use my board as digital signage. We have a broadcast system that allows me to send messages out to the boards, right?
I'm in. Okay, where do we sign?
Yeah. And so all that's on the tech side, right?
Yeah.
And with our teachers, right, what's really nice about it is we can, they set up their account. We give them a little NFC card. They go to our board. They sign in. They're linked to their cloud drive.
Mm-hmm.
All their content follows them. We call it the AMS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Account management system.
Mm-hmm.
When we're training teachers, we tell them it stands for all my stuff.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. And
that's
so keep your stuff, all your stuff here, and you can go to any board in the district and sign into it, and all your stuff will follow you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's not like you're limited to 5 accounts on this board.
Right.
We don't put accounts on the board. You have accounts in the system, and the boards recognize your account when you sign in. So that's really, really huge. And teachers look at that, and they're just awesome.
So I have to ask, for the superintendents and the principals, building principals, and the tech coordinators listening to this episode, a timeline of rollout, because that's always going to be a goal. So if we do this July 1, can I have that working August 1st?
Absolutely.
Give them just a ballpark, because now everything's not specific. We know that in the education tech industry, it's going to be that. But give them a timeline they can say, okay, we do this, we're going to start training, we're going to install boards, and 3 weeks in, we're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get the boards. The boards don't even have to be installed for me to load them in my DevMess.
Mm-hmm.
I scan that QR code and it's in, right?
Yeah.
I can put them in the school or the area that they belong into in my system.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When the boards are installed, plugged in, turned on, they're going to recognize, oh, I'm part of this domain.
Yeah.
I belong to ABC Schools, and it sets itself up. Mm-hmm. So I can do a lot while the panels are shipping to me.
Cool.
I can already have my users loaded. I can already have my account cards already set up.
The tech team loves you at this point.
They're
sending you flowers.
Yeah. But the setup's that easy. So once the boards get there and get installed, if the techs are out in front, and that's what my group tries to do, is make sure that they're out in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to go, right? And the apps are ready. They're loaded up. They can push them out to the boards. And once they come on, we're off and running.
Sorry, I was just going to say, the other really nice thing is that we are working and collaborating with a lot of partners in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so this week while we're here at ISTE, we have, like Chuck's mentioned, ClassLink in our booth.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have Anton, we have Kahoot, we have CuriePod, which is one of the first AI-based lesson planning systems.
Yeah.
And they're all presenting in our booth. Genie Lee's also in our booth because we make that native, because we want the teachers, again, to use what they're used to and to be on that cutting edge of technology so that their lesson planning is easier and stuff like that. So it's all an app that's available within the environment. And all of our devices are Android-based, and it's, we kind of call it a choose-your-own-adventure type of a tool.
Sure.
So that the teachers can use, and the IT team can do whatever they want to do with the board. It's not in an environment that they're tied to.
Yeah.
So I have a really, like, way outside of the box question.
We love those.
And one that goes with it. So you talked about you can have up to 9 student screens on the board at a time. Is the layout of those 9 screens manageable? That is, like, if I want certain students in a certain place, can I rearrange those, or they come up and however they get
curveball every time?
Well, that's a yes and no.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So I can connect 32 devices. I can display 9. Okay. And they're going to display kind of as they come up. Right.
Okay. Okay.
Right, so if I want this one over here, I could turn him off. People shift, turn it back on, he'll drop it.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Okay,
so there are ways to do it, but it's not
like those old slide
puzzles. Yeah, it's not a drag and drop yet. And that's a question that we've been asked before.
Okay.
Right? And something, so Carly mentioned before, you know, people ask us about things. We go back to the team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a question that's been asked, right? It's on our list of things to do.
Exactly.
And it's just a matter of, you know, when they get there, they'll have it.
Yeah.
Well,
here's the reason why I was going, again, this is, my mind is going way out here. In my head, one of the things that I'm in envisioning is, especially if I'm in a class in which I want the students to visually demonstrate their content knowledge through some artistic expression. In my head, here's what I'm thinking. You got the 9 screens, and either each student who's in the 9, or they work in small groups on each of the screens, so that each, like, you're working in the upper left corner and you're working in the center upper corner, mm-hmm. and eventually when everybody's done and you step away, you've got whatever it is, this thing that you've drawn, right? You know what I mean?
Just
again, my brain goes, you know,
training with teachers, right, is I'll play tic-tac-toe.
Oh, there you go.
Right, so I have the teachers put an X or an O on
their
laptop, right?
Yeah.
And then I'll turn off, we have a setting that is, I'm a teacher, I want to allow somebody to screencast, I want to just cast to my board, right? So I turn that setting off. And I say, okay, everybody, 1, 2, 3, boom, right? And you get all the X's and O's just pop up on the board, right? And I say, oh, yeah, scratch, let's try it again.
Right.
Oh, the O's won, right?
Yeah.
And so the teachers really enjoy doing that type of thing. And that's something that they could do with their students to show them how, right, to use this. And as opposed to, okay, touch this button, click here.
Yes, exactly.
Let's have some fun with this, right?
Yeah.
And because it's a fun environment. It's a fun experience, right? And we kind of call it the BenQ experience that we give to people, right, and that they embrace. And you do have some that they just want to keep doing what they've always done.
Sure.
I pulled the projector down. I don't care about everything else I want to do because I've been successful.
And they can do
that. And they can do that.
Sure.
They can continue to do that. That's great. But if people want to do more, then those tools are there.
Yeah.
And they can really, we have some people that just go to town with this. I'm always amazed.
Oh.
I come back, you know, for follow up 6 months later, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
No, that's great. Can I borrow that and use this?
Exactly.
Oh, you know, great. So
mother of inventions always. Yeah. Yeah. So me, this will date me, but I would do Hollywood Squares.
If they turn on their webcam,
turn on the webcam,
the screen, do the show. We got like a Brady Bunch thing.
That's right. When you asked that question earlier, I was like, it's like Brady Bunch style.
That's really cool. Okay, so for our listeners and want to find out more, what's the best way they can find out that information?
Well, like we said, our website is BenQ Board, so B-E-N-Q, board.com. It'll take you to all of our education stuff. We don't have just boards. We also sell projectors. We also sell wireless presentation tools that allow any HDMI in device. Push one button, you take it over in 6 seconds, and it doesn't clog your Wi-Fi. So we've got some really cool tools. You can find all of that on our website. And then, as we mentioned before, if you happen to already have a BenQ board and you want to learn how to do more with it, check out our academy at BenQBoard.com/academy.
Awesome. Carly, Chuck, and Jay. So thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having us.
Have a great ISTE. You bet.
Thank you guys so much.
This episode of EduTech Guys is brought to you by BenQ. In addition to providing interactive whiteboards, BenQ also provides engaging educational tools, such as their EasyWrite whiteboard software, their InstaShare wireless screen sharing, and Uni, the intuitive user interface, plus much, much more. See how teachers use BenQ solutions in their classrooms by visiting BenQ.com. This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at ISTE 2023 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks for listening.